Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Continuing our interesting topic, the perfect form of worship God requires of us. And we are comparing what Islam requires of believers to give God, what the Quran states that God is asking the believers to give Him, to worship Him, which is performing religious duties, such as fasting, praying, going to place of worship, Hajj to Mecca, so forth. This is different from what we read in the gospel. According to Jesus' words in the gospel, the perfect form of worship, the greatest commandment is God wants us to love Him from all our heart, soul, and mind. Now, many Muslims need to realize two important issues involved here. Is it possible for a believer to give God this perfect form of worship and love Him from his whole being? And is God worthy to receive such love? These are two important questions. From my study in the Quran and the Islamic religion, I believe it is impossible for the Muslim believer to love God from his whole heart, soul, and mind. The first thing that must exist before the believer is able to love God, the believer needs to have the right relationship with God. And we already talked about this first issue, the relationship between the believer and God in Islam is master to slave. The second thing that must exist before the believer is able to love God is the believer need to see God express His love for him or her. Of course, it is natural that our feelings of love and our expressions of love toward God can only be in response to and in gratitude for the manifestation of God's love toward us. Only the believer who sees and understands a demonstration of God's fervent love toward him will respond in love toward God. Okay, this is very important common sense fact. The greater God's expression of His love toward us, the stronger our response will be. The Quran never said that God loves every living person and that God desires to enter into a loving relationship with the people He created. I never read that in the Quran. I studied the Quran and Islam since I was born and raised in Egypt, in law school, throughout my life. And I discovered that the Quran never states that God pursues sinful people and seeks to save them and fellowship with them. It's a tragedy. The Quran does not tell us of any great act of love that God did in the history of His dealings with mankind. We find no evidence in the Quran that God has feelings of love, deep affection toward the sinners, or even toward believers. Therefore, it is impossible for the Muslim believer to wholeheartedly love God. The third thing that must exist before the believer is able to love God is not only does the believer need to see God strongly express His love for him or her, but the believer also needs to feel love in his or her heart toward God. Well, let me give you an example. A man can express his love to a woman, buy her nice things, say loving words to her, then ask her, how do you feel about us? And she can say, I appreciate that you love me and how nice you are to me and the gifts you give me. But I would like us to be just friends. I do not feel that I am in love with you. I do not have that thing for you. Well, I'm not saying that happened to me maybe a couple of times. All right. According to Muslim scholars, there are 99 beautiful names given to God in the Quran. Names such as the powerful, the judge, the sovereign, the eternal, the merciful. It is significant to notice that none of these names is the loving. In Arabic, that would be al-muhib. God is called the merciful about 100 times in the Quran, but he is never called the loving, al-muhib, even one time. Wow! One of the most important Muslim theologians, Al-Ghazali, often called the greatest Muslim theologian of all time, explains God's love as consisting solely of objective acts of kindness and expressions of approval. He denies that God feels any love in his own heart toward mankind. Al-Ghazali states, God remains above the feeling of love. What a tragedy. Al-Ghazali confirms this unfortunate teaching in the Quran by describing God's love. One of his most important books, I am quoting, love and mercy are desired in respect of their objects only, for the sake of their fruit and benefit, and not because of empathy or feeling. Oh my God. In other words, when God says he loves you, what he means, he will be kind to you. He will show mercy to you by giving you good things. But you can't interpret that to mean that he feels anything in his heart for you. This is not good, my friend. Share with your Muslim friend. Love is much stronger, richer, and deeper than mercy. You can show mercy to a poor person by giving him a few dollars or something to eat. On the other hand, a father's love for his children motivates him to sacrifice for them. Love is the greatest virtue that anyone could ever have. It is significant to know that these 99 names given to God in the Quran are not part of God's essential being. And we will continue next program. But before I end, I want you to know, my Muslim friend, that according to the gospel, you can actually experience God's love within your heart and soul, God's forgiveness right now, and God's presence when you decide to repent of your sins and put your faith in Jesus Christ, that he paid the penalty for everything wrong you have done. I would love to lead you in a prayer. Repeat these words after me if you mean them from your heart. Dear God, I heard about your love today. And I want to experience your love, God. I need your love. And I am taking a step of faith, God. I am putting my faith in Jesus Christ that he paid the penalty for everything wrong I have done. He died for my sins. God, thank you for Jesus. God, accept me as your child. Forgive my sins because of everything Jesus have done for my sake on my behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. My friend, you are a Muslim, or if you are not a Muslim and you prayed this prayer, congratulate you. Contact me. Would love to send you a free copy of my book and give you any advice, rest of my audience. Let's pray that God will use us in a powerful way. Don't hesitate to contact me. If your church needs a speaker to equip the church to share Jesus effectively with her neighbors, including Muslims, I might be able to speak at your church.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.